write something on the board for someone to say, I'm so thankful to be with you. It's been a while. Love you all.
Power of prayer.
Yes, amen.
Thank the Lord again for being with you. And but like the Lord give me this message for us tonight. Prayer is a very, very, very important thing in our lives. And I had brought my psalm book up here, and I saw there was one already up there. But maybe we could sing just the first verse of this song. And I think it's 169, but let me look here. It's I thought I had it marked. Also marked. The Golden Key. Could we just sing that first verse?
Prayer is the key on the bed.
Here it says, prayer is the key on the bending knee to open the morn's first hours. I'd like to read Psalms 4 and 1. It says, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. Psalms 5 and 3 says, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. One encourages first is don't skip the morning.
Yes.
Talk to the Lord in the morning. And I know sometimes we get very busy when that alarm clock goes off, especially probably men that work. And you got, and even women, they've got things pressing us. But dear saints, pray.
Yes.
If you have to pray in your truck going down the road, if you have to pray while you're making sandwiches for the children for lunch, whatever, but don't skip morning prayer. I just found like this is the sweetest time for us to meet with the Lord. And we can start talking to him right away when we open our eyes. And I know in my own life too, sometimes we're pressed, but I always just start praying to the Lord. And Lord, thank you for another day. Thank you that you are my God, and you're going to bless me today, and you're going to help me today, Lord. And then as I get around a little bit more, maybe I'll just go ahead and spend the whole time praying for all the needs and for my family. And as my family's growing, there's lots more to pray for. But, you know, I seem like the Lord gave me an inspiration to make sure that you pray for everyone. And I'm saying that to the glory of God. I'm saying it to encourage you to pray more.
Yes.
Pray in the morning and pray in the evening and pray like Daniel did. You know, he prayed in noon, morning, noon, and night. And we can just pray and talk to the Lord. And, you know, the more that we pray, the closer we get to the Lord. And like we've heard in this meeting, we can't be perfect without Christ. So we all need prayer to get the needs in our life. We need God to talk back to us and tell us what we need. And so when we talk to him, he'll talk back to us. And so we really need to take time to pray to the Lord. And it says over here in Psalm 63, we need to be thirsty for the Lord. It says, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Well, you know, there's no spiritual water in this world except the water that Jesus gives us, like we heard about the woman of the well. That spiritual water, we need to be thirsty for it, Lord. Help us to be thirsty. You know, God reveals things to us when we take time to pray. There's so many things to do, and we enjoy life, and there's so much to do, and there's so many duties to do. But still, don't neglect the morning prayer. I don't know why. I keep emphasizing this, but it's so important. You know, and you know, you kind of go through the day, and if you don't pray in the morning, and then it's time to go to bed at night, and then you pray. That's good, but that's not good enough. The Lord wants you to pray in the morning. And I know before I got saved, I was just a young teenager girl, and my mom always taught me to pray at night. So that's all the time I ever prayed was at night. And I was praying one night. I won't go into the whole story. I heard some of it. I've heard it before. But as I was praying, the little prayer that my mother taught me, now I lay me down to sleep, I thought that would cover me. And all that night, if I died, I would go to heaven because I said that prayer. And the Lord spoke to me and said, you need more than that. He started talking to me through the Holy Spirit. That's in Michigan. Didn't know the saints. Didn't know. But the Holy Spirit visited me and said, you need more than that. You need salvation. And I started crying. I said, Lord, I do, but I don't even know where to get it. I don't even know where to go. And so I started praying for the Lord would lead me to the right church, and that's why I'm here. Because the Lord, he led me through the right church through my husband, because I met him. He wasn't saved either, but we got saved before we married. But his family was affiliated with the saints. And that's how I found the saints. But I'm saying all this to say that prayer at night is a good thing. And I'm not saying that's not good. But I want you to add to prayer in the morning. You know, pray in the morning, pray at night. And get it to be a habit of prayer. You know, there's nothing wrong with having good habits. And I, you know, when the Lord first inspired me, you know, I prayed for my family. It was kind of like, you know, whatever came to my mind. But the Lord spoke to me a few years back. I can't remember exactly when. But he said, I want you to put this, add to the spiritual thing in your life. I want you to add this spiritual prayer in your life, that you do it every single day. That you add this, that you pray for each one of your family. So as I started doing that, I said, Lord, am I just doing, is this just a, you know, and you really directed me. I felt like he's directed me, but I didn't want to just be in a, how can you say it, like a, just a habit. And not, I wanted it really from my heart, and it was from my heart. But I wanted to make sure that the Lord, you understand what I'm saying, that he was directing me. And one day I said, well, Lord, it's a wise time. I pray for my family. I don't feel anything. And I get done, and I just do it, and I want to know that you're really inspiring me. I said, I want to feel something. Now, I know we don't go by feelings and emotions, but that day, the Lord poured a blessing on me. I cried, and all during the day, I would cry every time I thought about any of my family. I would just cry, and the Lord showed me through that. Whether you have feelings or not, you pray for your family. And like Job, remember Job would get up, and he would do sacrifices. And back then, it was more than just prayer. He did sacrifices of animals for each one of his children, thinking that maybe they have sinned. And he would pray for them. And that was a big job what he did, a lot bigger than just praying. But you know, God wants us to really get sincere about prayer. We don't just want to pray when we get in trouble, because troubles are going to come.
That's right.
But we want to get prayed up before the trouble comes, that he will know how to deliver us. And you know, he knows how to deliver us. But we will know that he will help us. And we want to be thirsty. In Psalms 50, it says here, in 15, it says, and call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. You know, sometimes trouble comes our way, and we know how we have all these troubles. They come my way, and the Lord, he helps us. And I want to try to condense this a little bit, but I feel like I should tell. Now, about a little over a month now, my brother had a stroke, and he was bleeding it in his brain. He just turned 68. I'm the oldest in the family. My brother's in the middle of me and my sister. And so I went to West Virginia, and Jody met me there, and she helped me out. But anyway, we got there, and the Lord undertook and stopped the bleeding of his brain. And the Lord has healed him, really. The Lord's healed him. He's home. He's taking therapy, but he's walking with a walker, and sometimes he just walks holding onto his wife's hand. It's a miracle. And we even met him recently, when I had to go again. I met him at Cracker Barrel, and he was just holding his wife's hand. It's just a miracle. Yeah. And the Lord healed my brother. And then, you know, he's healing. What I'm saying, he still needs some help, but he's doing therapy for his left side. 3 weeks later, I get a call. My sister has a stroke too. Same stroke, except she doesn't have bleeding in the brain. What I'm trying to say is sometimes we have troubles that we don't even know where they came from. They're just troubles. And so we got on an airplane and went again. My husband went with me that time. I've only been home like about 4 days before this meeting. And we had this planned ahead of time, had the tickets and everything. And I didn't know if I'd even get to come. But the Lord just worked in a miraculous way. And then my poor mother that was 92, she fell with her walker while I was there. And she fractured below her left knee, her bone, and had to go to the hospital. And she's in a rehabilitation center, nursing home now. And we got to see her several times before we left. And Debbie came home before we left. And it freed me to come. But I was consecrated to be wherever the Lord wanted me to be. You know what I mean? I was willing to stay there if that's what the Lord wanted. But he allowed me to be able to take care of my family and still get to come. But what I'm trying to say is prayer takes us through these things. Yeah. I remember one time I was sitting there and I thought, Lord, I don't know if I've ever been in such a predicament. And I said, you've been my best friend all my life, and I do not know what to do. I know my sister can't care for my mother because she had a stroke. I know my mother needs help. And I said, I don't, you know, I'm far away from home. I live 1,000 miles in Oklahoma. I don't know what to do for my family. But God just moved and moved and moved and put everybody where they should be and just blessed my sister to come home. Yeah. She still needs therapy and she's on a walker. But God just worked and my mother settled. And it's just amazing. And I want to tell this story too because it was so amazing. After I got home, I was kind of concerned about my mother eating better. And I thought, if I could give them a list of her favorite foods. And so I woke up at 5 in the morning. This is on my mind. Write a list. Mail it to them. So I wrote the list. I wrote the letter. And then I fell asleep. And I was dreaming that I was driving to West Virginia. And that I got there at 8 o'clock. I woke up. It was 8 o'clock. So then the Lord said, call the nurse. So I called the nurse and I told her that I had this letter and I told her a few things that my mom likes, like orange juice. She won't eat unless she gets what she likes, a banana, different things. And I said, I'm going to mail this letter. And then I got thinking about the dream. And the Lord said, you didn't go by car. You didn't even go by plane. You went by the letter and the call. You did go to West Virginia in 3 hours, but you went a spiritual way. Do you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? I get so excited. But the Lord, he's with us in our troubles, isn't he? And then Friday was my mom's birthday, and she turns 93. And my sister went there because it's only 35 minutes from her house. She went there with her walker, but she got there with her husband and her daughter, and they brought cupcakes to my mom. They did FaceTime with me, and the dietitian lady came and talked to me on that FaceTime, and she said, thank you for that letter. I'm going to see that your mom gets those good foods that she likes. They're very nice people. So you know what I'm trying to say, not to glorify me, I'm trying to say that Lord helps us in our troubles.
Yes, he
because
does.
I felt like I just didn't know what was going to happen. There were so many things going, just one thing after another, just so fast. And I was a little bit stressed over it, but the Lord did help me. One time after my mom hurt her leg, I was crying. And my brother-in-law said, Marcia, don't cry. He said, please don't cry, because he didn't want his wife crying either. And he's, I don't want you to cry. And Jerry was there with me, and he said, no, please don't cry. He said, you know what? He says, Mom was going to fall anytime. She's very weak in her left leg, and we just didn't know when and where it was going to happen. It was just going to end time. So it was like, you know, then I felt better. Not that she fell, but just the Lord had it all in his hands. But I'm trying to tell about how God will help us, but we need to be close to God and be, and you know, we mentioned about Daniel, how he, in the 6th chapter of Daniel, he said, remember they told him after that writing was signed, but he just still didn't pay attention. He opened his chamber towards Jerusalem and he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and he prayed and he gave thanks to God just like he did before. It didn't stop him from prayer. You know, I think of that verse I don't have right now, but it says, add to your add virtue, add these things to you. What we want to encourage you tonight is add more prayer in your life. Add more prayer in your life. And you know, it says pray without ceasing. You think, how can I ever pray without ceasing? But you have a spirit of prayer always.
Yes.
And it's in, and he's in your mind. He's in your thoughts. And before I came here tonight, I was reading something that says, remember the Lord said, why do you have these thoughts? And he was talking to somebody in the Bible, and he said, why do you have these thoughts? And why is evil rising in your hearts? And I thought, you know, the Lord reads our thoughts. And it said, thoughts are words to God. Now we may think, well, you know, my thoughts are my thoughts, and nobody can read my thoughts, which is a good thing. I'm glad that we can't read each other's thoughts. I mean, God created us that way, you know. But there's one who can read our thoughts, and it's God. And our thoughts are words to God. Do you ever think of that? No, he's listening to your thoughts. And so when it says casting down imagination and everything that's not, you know, pleasing to God, cast that down and keep your thoughts pure and godly, because God is listening to your thoughts. I knew that, but when I read that, oh my, it's like your thoughts are words to God. So if you're thinking in your mind, not tonight, like say, you might be thinking in your mind, I want to do that. I want to add more prayer in my life. I want to add more prayer in my life. I'm praying and trying to learn how to incorporate more prayer in my life and pray for specific things. Because we have always taught our family that there's power in our words. And a sister that got prayed for today, when her arm was hurting her, I told her, I said, let me give you some little advice. And she said, what? I said, when your pain starts hurting your arm, if it comes back, just start saying, the Lord is going to heal my arm. The Lord is healing my arm. The Lord is healing my arm. And just, I know you might say, oh. But it works. It works. Because if you think negative and you go around and say, it hurts, and it's getting worse. Whatever you pronounce upon yourself, that's probably going to happen. But if you believe and have faith that God can heal, and God doesn't always heal, there'll be a time that we'll die and he won't heal us. But until that time comes,
yes.
I'm going to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Because, you know, the enemy can say, well, you're getting old and you just need to stay home. You don't need to be flying around preaching his gospel. But, you know, I listen to the devil because I can still do it. So why should I stay home because of a number? Right? Right, Brother Ronnie? Why should I do that? Because Sister Clay doesn't do that. I look at her, she's older than me. She's 81. She goes here, she flies there. One time we went to Fresno, California. We didn't even hardly know a lot of the people there, but we went in the name of the Lord, and God poured a blessing on both of us.
Right.
We received just as much blessing that maybe we gave out. We got the blessing. I tell you why, I love Sister Clay. God has given her to me for a friend. Yes, he has. You know, he'll give you friends. Do you need a friend in your life? Pray for one. I remember years ago, I felt like my husband needed a friend, and I prayed. I said, Lord, send Jerry a friend. He needs a friend. And Henry Gibson came in our life. Brother John just passed away not long ago. Henry Gibson, he was a home builder, and Jerry wanted to be a builder. And they got to be friends, and he helped mentor him. God gave him a friend. Do you need a friend? Pray for one. You know, I really do believe that God puts friends in our lives. And sometimes they die. So as you get older, sometimes your friends die. And I've had that happen to me, and it's so sad to go on. But, you know, God will send another friend to you. God will give you a blessing. You just got to ask for him. Ask him to do things for you. I think about the scripture over here in Matthew 7:7. Why don't we ask? I hear people say sometimes, I need this, I need that. Are you asking God? You know, I can only do so much for you. And much as I love my family, if they tell me their problems, I can pray to God for them. And I can carry them on my heart. But really, God is the one that can really do the best. And if you will ask God, and maybe you don't even want to tell me about it, But you can ask God, and God can help you, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whatever, there is no boundary to God. He created the whole wide world and everything in it. He created us. There is just nothing you can't ask him for. As long as there's a spiritual thing and it's going to be a blessing to you, he will give it to you. And it says here in St. Matthew 7:7, it says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek, ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. You know that takes some effort. You know, I don't have it. Just it's probably in the same chapter. I don't know. But remember when the friend came to the person at night and he knocked on the door and he didn't want to maybe go at first, but the man just kept knocking and he said, he went and said, what do you want? Even though it's late at night and you're bothering me, but for your importunity that you keep knocking at my door, what do you want? And he gave him what he wanted. And same with the widow that came before the unjust judge.
Right.
He was not a man that feared God. He was unjust judge. But because her continually coming importunity and keep asking for help, he finally said, give the widow what she wants. Because she's bothered me. And I don't want to be bothered no more. And he says, but how much more shall your Heavenly Father give you what you need? Ask him. I'm sure that in this audience that there's people that has some things that you need to ask God about. Take it to the Lord in prayer. You know, Hannah in the Bible, she wanted a little baby, and the Lord gave her a baby. And then when Eli came in and saw her lips moving, and he didn't understand, but she was talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
And God gave her. And, you know, it's just like God can answer our prayers. Not only can he does answer our prayers. I am amazed. I mean, as you get older, you look back over your life and you just think, oh, I'm so amazed at all the things you've done for me. And I don't know, I just feel like testifying and telling you one thing special that the Lord did for me when I was a little girl. As I said, I was raised with the saints, I was a little girl. I was probably about 12 years old. And for somehow, I got these terrible seed warts on my hands. And I had 5 on one and 7 on the other. And the children at school, they would just make fun of my hands. And they were big and they were ugly. And I was just distressed about it. I told my mom, I said, Mom, I got to get something done. And of course, she didn't know. She wanted to help me. She said, I'll take you to the doctor and have them burn them off. Well, as a little child, I just went in my room and I thought, how is the doctor going to burn these off? It sounded terrifying. I thought, is the doctor going to have some little torch that just burns my hands? And I said, that sounds terrifying. And so, I don't know, I just started talking to the Lord that night. And I said, Lord, I don't want to go to the doctor because I'm afraid. I said, but I know that you can cause these to disappear tonight when I'm sleeping. Do you know, saints? I'm telling you, you know I would tell you the truth. They disappeared overnight. I prayed like a little child that would pray. I said, if I've done anything wrong, forgive me, Lord. I even said, if I do wrong, you can cause a word to come back. But I know if I do something wrong. I just believed he could just disappear them. And that morning, I got to wash my face, and they were gone. It was amazing. And So I tell everybody this once in a while. I tell the children, children's meeting years ago. And because it's so amazing that you get healed overnight.
Thank the Lord.
And I don't know. I mean, God has been so good to me to do things for me. I know he's done things for you. But we need to tell what God has done for us.
Amen.
Because God is a miracle-working God.
Yes, he is.
And he does work in different ways. But he's still a miracle-working God. He that created you can fix any organ in your body. He can help any problem you've got. If he wants to, he can heal anything you've got. He wants you to live, you're going to live. When I was 29 years old, I was in a bad car wreck with my husband and my girls. And you know, the Lord let every one of those girls live, and my husband lived. And we had broken ribs. My husband had broken ribs. He had a broken jaw. I had broken ribs. Oh, the gear shift or something went like this when I seen it. Went into a man that was drinking, hit us. And back in 19, 82, I think it was something in there. And, you know, it went in my head. I had 40 stitches inside and out in my temple. And that night, and some saints remember years ago, it's a long time ago, you know. And the doctor said that night, the bleeding wouldn't stop at first, and I started praying inside my heart, Lord, please. I was very weak, but I said, Lord, please stop the bleeding, because he said, we can't sew your head till the bleeding stops. But he said, you barely left, you just barely escaped death tonight. He said, you barely missed going into your skull. This is why I give God the glory. I give God the glory because he allowed me to live. And, you know, I know heaven's going to be wonderful, but, you know, God has blessed us with a wonderful life here too. And I thank the Lord for his healing power. So he can deliver you in car accidents. He can deliver you from anything. And I know the Lord is so great and so powerful. All we got to do is ask him for help. I remember that night when it happened. I said, Lord, I was praying to the Lord before the ambulance was picking me up. I said, let me live to raise my children. Please, these little girls. I said, please let me live to raise my children. And so, because what they said to me, they said, you've hit a main artery in your head and we can't stop the bleeding. Because I was asking about my husband and the children. Tammy had her broken arm. And Rhonda had hit her face real hard. And Jody was sitting in the middle. She didn't get hurt, thank God. But anyway, they told me, they said, we're worried about you because you're critical. We can't stop your bleeding in your temple. Well, I knew temple was bad. But I said, Lord, let me live to raise my girls. And God heard prayer.
Yes. Thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Isn't he wonderful?
Yes.
God hears our prayers. Yes, he does. He's a wonderful God. I'm going to go on into all of this, but I do want to read St. John 11. Just remember a little bit about Lazarus. You know, Lazarus was dead, and he came alive again when the Lord said, Lazarus, come forth.
Yes.
And he came forth. And during this time, in 11:40, Jesus said, take away the stone. That's the 39th verse. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? They took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. His face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. And I want to ask you, do you know of anybody that has been raised from the dead among us? Does anybody know? Well, I do know a story that Brother Salmon said that he witnessed someone, the granddaughter there, that he witnessed someone that was raised from the dead among the saints. They were dead, pronounced dead. I remember some of the old books I've read, there was a lady that died at the service, and they laid her out, and there was a doctor there. He pronounced her dead. She was really dead. And they decided that they was going to pray. And so they started praying, and she came alive. What I'm pointing these things out, because isn't that a miracle?
Yes.
So is there anything too hard for God through prayer? See, that's why if we keep prayed up before the problems come, it's amazing how God can take us through and help us. You know, I think about that scripture that said, man that's born of woman is few days and full of troubles. I don't like troubles. I don't know if you do. I don't think you do, but I don't like troubles. I'm always, yes, my children, I'm always wanting to live on the sunny side of life. And despite the troubles. Sister Crystal laughing. But praise the Lord, Sister Crystal. You know, we can live on the sunny side of life in spite of the devil. We can be happy people.
Amen. Amen.
The song says, who but the Christian is happy and free, filled with the glory of God? None in creation so happy as he, washed and redeemed in his wonderful blood. And I like to read the old books. And I'm not saying that people understand why I like to read old books. I like history, okay?
Yes.
But I think the saints, we saints are just as measured up. I think we have the Holy Spirit. It's the same Holy Spirit that Brother Warner and them had back then. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
If we got it, they had it. We got it, same thing. We're the Church of God. Now, if Brother Warner and some of them came back and see these cell phones and everything we have and airplanes and everything, they'd probably say, my, I don't know what they would say. But it ain't going to happen. They're not coming back here. I don't think God wants them to come back here. They're going to be in heaven. But what I'm saying, you read about them, they had troubles.
Yes, they did.
But they would conquer. They would just keep conquering. Remember Brother Naylor, he was having a tent meeting and something like the pole fell on his back or something, and he had to be bedridden, but he would still write songs and write his book, Heart Talks, I think it is. And they just kept going on, no matter the troubles, they just kept having happiness and living on the sunny side of life. And when my husband was working full time building houses, well, he was working so hard that all he could think about, work. And I'd work too with him and helped him. But so I would say, hey, honey, let's take a break. Let's go have a little lunch for 30 minutes. Sometimes he would do it. He said, come on, take a break. Mm-hmm. Relax a little bit. sometimes, this is what a wife wants to do. They want to help their husband relax a little bit. That's okay. Because they're just, I don't know how to explain. It's a wonderful thing what God puts in a man. But he's the provider, and he's going to do it, and he's going to work hard, and he's going to do it. But the thing is, they got to relax some. We got to relax some. And we got to take time for prayer. Anyway, thank the Lord. I know the Lord is going to help us. I want to pray more. Acts 16 and 25. It says, Paul and Silas, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. But what we want to emphasize, that Paul and Silas was put in prison, not for being bad people, but because of being Christian persecuted. But they sang praises. They were in trouble, weren't they? They were in a prison. But they sang praises and prayed to the Lord. And what did the Lord do? He sent an earthquake and released them. He released them. So we would encourage you, if you have troubles, praise God and pray. And praise God and pray. And there's a...
They also got some souls that night for heaven.
Yes, they did. They helped the people got saved. Isn't that wonderful? Because they saw what God was working with them. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And we too can do that. We can pray and we can praise God. Saints, what I'm saying here is like, we got to go through life anyway. We might as well be happy.
Yes.
Okay? We might as well be happy.
Yes.
Why not? Why not be happy? Don't let the troubles overwhelm you.
Yes.
But find a blessing in them.
Yes.
When I was going through all that with my family, I'm still kind of going through it because I've got to keep contact. I've got to find out how they're doing. But the Lord tells me this: all things work together for good to them that love God. And then he tells me, I'm working it out. I saved their lives. And my sister was saying, I don't know why these troubles coming on us. And I said, well, none of you died. And she goes, Marsha, but I didn't mean it bad. I meant nobody died. It could have been worse. I didn't mean to be, cruel. But I'm saying it could be worse. But the Lord let them live, and the Lord spared their lives. I said, there's better days coming. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just trying to express this. But, Paul and Silas sang praises unto God. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. And Paul cried with a loud voice, And he was going to kill himself, that keeper. He was so scared. He said, do thyself no harm. And then it says, and he says here, then called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And then he told him, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved in thy house. So see how the Lord worked in that. So we can praise. I want to tell you something. Years ago, when I was in Michigan, and I was young, my children were little, and I got kidney stones, and I was suffering really bad. And my husband had finished up our basement, so I was down there so he could sleep, because he had to work. And I was just suffering so bad. And all of a sudden, one day, I thought, I'm going to praise him, the Lord, and I'm going to praise him. I never been to the doctor, and I'm not saying that boastfully. That's how I felt at that time, and I didn't go. But, you know, I started praising the Lord and thanking him for healing me, and I still felt pain. But it wasn't very long after that God healed me completely. Healed me completely. Yes. And if anyone has ever had a kidney stone, it's horrible pain. But God healed me completely. I praise him for that. He has always, he's always been through. There's a song like that. I don't know if the saints know that, the singers here, but he's always come through for you. He's always come through. He will always come through. He will. He is. And then I was wanting to share something I wrote down here. The unseen hand. This is a song, but I'm going to read the words. There is an unseen hand to me that leads through ways I cannot see. While going through this world of woe, this hand still leads me as I go. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. Then some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand. That song is so beautiful. And then there's a song that says, his eye is on the sparrow. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. See, it says here, faith is believing, like the song we sing, but it says, you have to have faith to believe. So when you pray, you have to have faith. You must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But you can't just go along and not pray and not diligently seek him. But if you diligently seek him, he is going to be a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And so it says here, his eye is on the sparrow. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Do you know where that song was born from? Sevilla Martin wrote that. Her husband was a minister. But they had went to visit a lady that had been bedridden for 20 years. She was a Christian. And she had such peace and joy. And they said, how can you have such peace and joy? And she said, because his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. So when Sister Martin went home, she wrote the song from that. So see, songs are born sometimes from problems and troubles, but you know, God is blessing us. Philippians 4:6, always come with thanksgiving. The Lord wants us to be thankful. And I know we always say that in our services usually. You know, I say, do we have thanksgiving, or just raise your hand and be thankful before we make our requests. But and 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Otherwise, if we're just always asking for things and we don't thank the Lord, that's not polite. It's not nice. The Lord wants us to thank him and praise him and then ask for things. But make sure you do it with reverence.
Yes, sir.
Reverence to God. I love that the saints, you know, we are reverent. We kneel to God in prayer. Sometimes maybe somebody's not feeling well, it's hard to kneel or something, that's okay. But we kneel in our hearts to God. And we kneel to the Lord and we ask in reverence of our great God that we love, and we tell him what we're thankful for, and then we humbly ask our petitions, and then the Lord will help us. And it says here, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16, it says, 17, well, it says, rejoice evermore, and 17 says, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And all, sometimes when things are going wrong, it's maybe hard to say thanks, but we need to say thanks anyways. We need to thank the Lord that you're going to work this out. It's a big trouble. Like I said, I felt like I was in something that I didn't even know how to work it out. I didn't know how to work it out. And I'm still leaning on the Lord. And, you know, I've been to West Virginia 3 times this year. And you know, if I have to go again, God will give me strength. But, you know, the thing is, I want to be there for my family. I want to help them. I'm thankful I have several families. I have my immediate family. I have my family there. And I have the saints. They're my family. So isn't it wonderful that God puts us in a family?
Amen.
It gives us family. Gives us people to love. And I just want to encourage you tonight that the Lord listens. I'm almost done here. I got little scriptures here. I've got lots of scriptures, really. But I'm thankful to the Lord that he listens to us. In Jeremiah 33:3, if I asked you, do you believe the Lord listens? You would say, I would say, well, everybody would probably say yes. 33 of Jeremiah, and it says here in 3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Call unto me. And then over here in 32, and 27, it says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Question mark. And the 17th verse of 32, it says, ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. So I just want to encourage you tonight. And, oh, I did have this little song down. I'll just read the words. It says, the family who prays shall never be parted. Their circle in heaven unbroken shall stand. God will say, enter thy good faithful servant. The family who prays never shall part. So I'm thankful for prayer. I'm thankful to the Lord.
Amen.
Attention tonight. I hope it encourages you to pray more.